Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye.
Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Claro que sí, porque you're listening to the Dear God Over There Yet, the podcast. And we have to thank sacredblossomfarm.com for this week's episode. You know I love herbal teas. And what I love about Sacred Blossom Farm is that they harvest their teas by hand and dry them with care. It's so uncommon to see brands do that. And their farm is in Wisconsin, so whoop whoop for keeping it local, right? Watch farm video tours and buy your teas at sacredblossomfarm.com. And don't forget to use my code, Dear God. You know your prima is going to hook you up. Ahora, let me grab my tesecito and vamos a hablar. All right, primos y primas, que lo que? And if you're new to my podcast, I would love for you if you subscribe. Yes, you know what? Leave a comment, subscribe, dime que lo que, whatever it is, whatever on your mind. If you hear something and you resonate with it, go ahead, leave a comment. Or you can go ahead and go to my Instagram. And if you want to be on the show, go ahead and email me at hello@deargodareweatheryet.com. Okay, vamos a hablar. Dear God, what's one habit that separates us from being average? Now, you know, I always say, like, when I'm writing in my journal, I'm always talking about, like, I don't want to be like everyone else. This is what I write to myself. I'm like, I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to live this life. Like, you hear me speaking. You think that, oh my God, I'm like living this horrible life. And no, I'm not living a horrible life. I refuse to be average. And I don't know, whatever that means to you, I refuse to be like everybody else. I refuse to do, you know, the same thing and just expect different results. Like, I refuse to do those things. And, you know, in this journey of life, this journey of trying to find, you know, how to live your purpose every single day, we come across this, what habits do we need to do and what can we add into our life to make our life better? And it's not even better. It's like, it's growth, self-growth, right? Entonces, yo me quedo pensando. And I'm just sitting here thinking, and I'm a reader. I love to read or listen to audio books and other podcasts. And you're always thinking about, you know, all these successful people and, you know, either success in monetary or success in time. And they're always talking about all these habits and all these different things, you know, that they needed to do to reach where they're at and reach, you know, and all the sacrifices and all this stuff. And I tell myself, there's one common denominator entre todo ello, right? Todo dicen la misma cosa. And one simple thing is the common denominator. And it was clear, you know, successful people or people who don't want to be average challenge and seek out risk. Y yo voy a decir eso otra vez. Successful people challenge and seek out risk, which is true. They're always asking questions. They're always trying to, you know, they're taking a risk on things. Yeah, they have fear too. Yeah, they're afraid if it's not going to work out and if it's going to, you know, if it's going to go bad. But they take risk and they challenge themselves. And me quedé pensando because I keep asking myself, like, okay, when was the last time you seeked out risk? What's the last time you challenged yourself? Well, I feel like I'm challenging myself every single day trying to live my purpose in the whole Dear God, Are We There Yet, which I cannot wait to share with you guys exactly what that's going to look like. But I want to ask you guys that, like, you know, are you proactively testing your own ideas? Like, are you literally saying to yourself, you know what, forget about fear, forget about all this stuff, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to jump and do it. Pero te quiero decir una historia. I'm gonna give you guys a little story here. I was reading something and it was this lady who, she has like, I think like four kids. So she has four children and she is a writer. And she writes, and she, that's always what she wanted to do. Like, she went to college, she wrote, and she ended up doing all these jobs that she didn't want to do. And she was pregnant with her fourth child, and she goes to her husband and she's like, look, I really want to write. Like, I am tired of going to these jobs, missing my babies, and I want to write. And he's like, it's going to be more difficult than that. It's not what you think, you know? You're not going to just be arriba, you know, next to una montaña and writing and all that stuff. I mean, we have kids. We got to think about it. And so the guy's just, like, super realistic, you know, as far as, you know, reality, which is true. But she's like, no, like, you don't understand my passion. You don't understand I have to get up and leave my babies every day and go into a job that I'm just not happy with. And she literally one day, and this is crazy because, you know, she was in her car and she was ready to go inside her job and she was going to just be like, look, I'm quitting. She literally sat there for minutes on a time, just minutes went by. She got up, she went inside, and she said, I quit. Now, she didn't talk to her husband. Like, she already told her husband she was leaving, but she didn't actually leave. Like, she didn't agree to doing this. So she got her boss is like, well, what do you mean? Are you going to give us 2 weeks notice? And she's like, nope, I'm leaving right now. And she said that she got this adrenaline, this rush of just taking this risk, like literally jumping over the ledge. And she knew that it was going to work out. And mind you, when I was listening and reading to this at the same time, right, was that no, they were not financially, like, you know, they needed a 2-person household to make ends meet. They weren't financially set up to do these, you know, these risks. Her children were very young still. She was in a new town, like all these details that she said after the fact, but she went in there and she's like, and listen, if you're throwing in the podcast, I'm not telling you to go like leave your job tomorrow. I'm not saying that. I just want to show you the example of this woman, and lots of people do it every single day. And she literally went back into her car and she's like, what am I going to do now? So she got her babies. I guess her babies are in daycare or school, and they went to the library and she told her kids that she was taking a vacation and she was staying home. You know, like, it was just a vacation. And that's the conversation she had. They go home and they're like, the husband's like, oh my God, there's food and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. So her husband's like, oh, honey, you know, like, wow, what's going on? Like, she's like, you know what? I decided to take a vacation. Now, this is crazy because, first of all, she didn't tell her significant other. Like, those are decisions you have to make as a unit, right? But this, she was enough. She was, like, so tired of every single day going to that job. She was so tired of leaving her babies and not seeing them and not being able to write and not being able to do certain things like living her passion and her dream. She told her husband she was on vacation, and he was like, okay, wow, you have time? And she's like, yeah, we have time. Now, there's this thing that people talk about, moms are superwomen, but I really think that moms are superwomen because they have a desire and just a drive that I don't even know. I mean, now as a mom, I can see it because my mind, I have my light bulbs like a ding, ding, ding. Anything that has to do with the baby, I'm like, ding, ding, ding. Not to say that I wasn't like that before, but as a mom, I swear you gain a superpower in some sense for just making things work. A day goes by, second day goes by, 3 days go by, 2 weeks go by, and her husband's like, okay, I don't know, but this vacation, like, I didn't know you had so much vacation. She hands him a sheet of paper, and he's like, what, like, oh my God, like, what is this? And she's been writing, and he's like, oh, wow, that's what you've been doing on your time off. That's amazing. That's great. Next thing you know, she tells him, yeah, I'm going to be writing this full time. And he's like, what? Don't you have your job? You got to let your 2 weeks know. At first, he's like on board. He was like, okay, well, you know, like, I guess we could make this work. Just give him your 2 weeks. Like, let's think about this. Like, he wasn't all in yet, right? And you know, to his degree, you know, to his defense, you know, we love our partners. We want our partners to do their dreams. But remember, it's a household. You got kids involved. Like, I can get why he was a little fearful, you know, but Mama Bird was not about to do that. She was just like, I'm a right. Long story short, because I don't want this entire podcast to be super long as always. But long story short, she literally hands it to them and she says, I want you to read it. I want you to read it. And another day goes by. He doesn't read the whole thing. He's reading it. She's like, did you read all of it? Did you read all of it? When he gets to the end, he comes out of, it was like maybe 3 days later. I don't really remember all the details of the story. He comes out of the room and he's like pouring and crying because at the end of her manuscript or whatever that she was writing, which I think it was a manuscript because she was writing, it was like a contract of some sort. Like basically like she's going to be getting paid to do basically an equal dollar bills. Okay. So it read, but he was crying and she wrote a note on a little sticky and she said that she believes in herself. And I'm getting chills as I say this, that she believes in herself so much and believes in her ability to be the best mother that she can be present, that she was being able to put her job and her future on the line because she believed in the power of her words, the power of her gift, and the power of her purpose was to write. And that she knew that things were going to align. And she ended up getting a book deal, or basically, she didn't really say it specifically, but it was like a contract where she's going to get paid, okay? And she put that in the sticky note. And that she says that she forgives him because it's not that he doubted her. He was afraid. And he didn't know how to seek out this challenge together. And he didn't know how to go ahead and seek out this risk. And that touched me because, you know, it's hard. First of all, he didn't get upset. The universe was on her corner for sure. But I think when you believe in yourself so freaking much, like nobody can touch you. Nobody can say nothing to you. And that's proactively testing your ideas. Like she tested this theory because she believed in it so much. But I don't think she was dumb. I think that all along she was actively writing maybe a little bit here and there at night. She was reaching out to publishers or publishing companies or she was doing that actively. Like she was testing the theory she's putting all these little marbles that she was knowing that she was good at what she was doing. My whole point is one habit that separates us from being average is taking risk and challenging ourselves. Like we can't sit here and expect things to come to us. Like you can't just say, oh, okay. And you can't also say, all right, well, I'm going to seek my truth. And even if there are facts out there, like, yes, the fact was that you don't have a job, which means you might not have income. The fact is that there could be lots of things that go wrong. But regardless of the facts, she was seeking her truth. She was seeking that she believed in herself. So I'm sitting here today on this podcast to tell you, primos and primas, to believe in yourself and seek out risk and challenge yourself, you know. I'm not telling you, no te estoy diciendo to go leave your job. And I'm not saying those things because there's certain things in our lives that we can seek out risk. We can seek out risk and challenge in ourselves when we write that email to pitch to someone. We can seek out risk when we are trying to make a call, pick up the phone and make a call and be vulnerable and be like, I need help. These are all risks. It doesn't always have to be like what we think, like, oh my God, leaving my job. It could be as simple as picking up the phone, writing the email, writing the letter, saying yes or saying no. You know, and looking things at a different perspective, that even though that there's facts in life of certain things and people know, like, don't seek out your own truth within those facts. Because Fulanito de Tal, Billy Bob and Joanne did it and it didn't work for them doesn't mean it's not going to work for you. This lady gave me so much inspiration when it came to challenging because she just, no matter what, and I don't know if I would like not tell my partner that I'm going to like not do something like that just because, you know, I'm a budget queen and, you know, like I'm a budget queen. So I like to know certain things, but I think I would have that conversation with my partner. And I think she would have that with me because we are a unit. But I do see why she decided not to tell him too, was because she just did not want anybody to, you know, pour her reality of rain and the facts. You cannot not state the facts, but she seeked her truth. And, you know, I just wanted to tell you guys that the world would change, but it's not going to wait for you to adapt. Clear and simple. The world is going to change every single day, but it's not going to wait for you to adapt. It's not going to wait for you to say yes. It's not going to wait for you to say, oh, this is the perfect time. So if you can think of one habit you can add in your life, which I'm totally going to do this, is really saying no and yes and challenging myself and seeking out the risk and being like, you know what, I'm prepared for the consequences because I believe in this, or I know I can come back from that. So until next time, that is what can set you apart. And it's okay if your definition of average might be different from mine. And my definition of average is basically doing the same thing and expecting different results. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to expect one thing and I'm not just, you know, I don't want to not grow because I do want to grow. I want to grow from all the generational curses there have been in the world and communities and, you know, and generations to come for my child, for her future, for her generation. So hasta la próxima. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast today. And don't forget, Los Tececitos, Sacred Blossom Farms. Don't forget to use my code, Dear God. They're delicious. And you never know, you might get something nice in your little package. No digo nada. I'm not telling you. All right, you guys, hasta la próxima. Bye.